Fats, oils, margarines. We use them when sautéing, frying, and baking our foods, and they can enhance the taste of our foods as well. But certain fats and oils, such as trans fats and fully hydrogenated fats, can be harmful to the body and lead to serious diseases. Wouldn't it be great if the oils and margarines you cook with were actually healthy for you and still enhance the flavor of your foods? Well, it's not as far-fetched as you may think. Researchers at ARS's Functional Foods Research Unit in Peoria, Illinois, are mixing common cooking oils with waxes to create oleogels, which you can say is the secret sauce behind a healthier cooking oil.
What we're trying to do is find ways of replacing saturated fats. They're necessary for a lot of food products where you need that structure in the fat and you also need the stability. Saturated fats are more stable, so oxygen doesn't attack them and it doesn't create these off flavors and odors and reducing the shelf life of the food as quickly with saturated fats. So how can you get that solid at room temperature without having the saturated fats? It's a difficult problem and one that ARS has worked on actually for a long time. When we started working here in this research unit, we started looking at what are some alternative methods, and one of those is the oleogels.
This area of oleogel science has really opened up a whole lot of potential in foods and creating healthy foods and new foods.
That's research chemist Dr. Jill Moser, who works with fellow research chemist Dr. Hansik Wang on creating oleogels that improve the health benefits of our cooking as well as the food we eat. Oleogels are gels in which the constant liquid phase is oil. That sounds pretty sciencey. I'll let Dr. Moser explain.
Here in this little vial, I'm showing you some wax material that we have. It's actually a mixture of beeswax and candelilla wax. And then we add oil to that material. And you can see that the oil and the wax are still not mixing because this is at room temperature. And what we can do is we heat this up in an oven or on a hot plate. And we will use a little mixing and we'll heat it until the wax melts. And we'll use some mixing to disperse the wax throughout the oil. And then we'll cool the mixture down. And as it cools, the waxes crystallize. They form small crystals. And those crystals network with each other. And they form like a three-dimensional network.
The final product is a semi-solid and looks similar to a light, fluffy spread. The color of the spread, as well as the solid state, depends on the ingredients you use. And yes, you heard right. Dr. Moser was mixing the oils with wax, mainly beeswax or wax from the candelilla plant. Dr. Wang noted that the wax is key when trying to duplicate similar properties to typical oils and margarines.
In our lab, we use oleogel in place of conventional solid fat to make margarine samples. And then we use these margarine samples to check if they have similar properties compared to commercial margarines.
It can be used to make a margarine. It can be used as a shortening in baked goods. And it can be used as a solid fat in just about any type of food product where you would use a solid or another type of shortening or a margarine or even a lard.
It sounds easy, like just add wax and mix. But this is where the science comes in. Researchers have to determine what types of waxes and oils to mix and how much of each. How long do you mix? What properties are you looking to create? And what other ingredients do you add to enhance the product? For example, some researchers have mixed oils with fish oil to produce a product with more healthy omega-3s.
As long as you deal with this fishy smell or something, then even fishy oil can be used in margarine or ice cream, whatever you feel guilty when you eat them. But at some point, you might be recommended to consume these good desserts because they have a lot of omega-3 oils. So yeah, basically any kind of oil can be used and there is no big difference in physical properties if you make these oils like oleogels.
Fish ice cream? I'm not sure if I'm adventurous enough for that. Maybe mint chocolate fish ice cream. Okay, we're getting off target here. The point is that you can use a variety of different products to make margarines and oils healthier for you, including waxes. Now, you may not know this, but many foods in the market today include wax ingredients, such as oils and spreads, confections, and as stabilizers for things like peanut butter.
People do consume waxes. They occur naturally in all plant-based foods. It's nothing really all that new. And that's one of the reasons why we focused on waxes, is that you don't have to use a high amount to get an oleogel. You can use a very low amount.
If you eat like sunflower seeds, you already eat a lot of sunflower wax. Some studies show that waxes have health benefits like lowering cholesterol levels.
Basically, waxes are a fatty substance. So they're made of the same types of components that regular fats and oils are made of. They're just configured in different ways.
And because waxes occur naturally in plants and some animals, such as beeswax, it adds to the sustainability of our food supply. It also lessens our reliance on imported oils, such as palm oil. But most important, these wax-based oleogels can provide consumers with a healthy choice for preparing and making their meals. And that's something Dr. Moser doesn't mind waxing poetic about.
Yeah, definitely. I would like to see foods more healthy. And I would just like to know that the food products that are being sold are a healthy choice for all consumers, whether or not they are like me and study all of the labels, or whether they just go and buy things because they taste good, which I do as well. I do that too. But as a working mom, it's not always easy. I find myself buying more and more things that will make for a fast meal at the end of a long day. But I'm always conscious of whether it's a healthy option or not. And so I would love to see more healthy options that are easier and faster to prepare, especially during the work week.